KTE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An avalanche advisory is in effect in parts of Colorado and avalanche warnings from Montana to Washington State. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital, and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications that are being treated. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, Julio Jimenez says that he had traveled with a group of pilgrims to Assisi.
There's over 20 of us, so every morning we are praying for Pope Francis's health to be restored.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return, it gets no security guarantees. Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the German elections. Germany's conservative party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine and opposed to President Trump's overtures to Russia. This is ABC News. Health officials say the worst outbreak of measles seen in several years in Texas has been getting worse. Dozens more cases reported since Tuesday, more than a dozen patients in hospitals. Officials say nearly all of those infected are children, and in almost every case, the patient was unvaccinated. Dr. John Brownstein, Boston Children's Hospital, is an ABC News contributor.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country.
The CDC says nearly half the country has high or very high levels of acute respiratory illness, with flu deaths surpassing COVID deaths for the first time since the pandemic began. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says flu numbers are exceptionally high right now.
Right now, we're seeing signs of a relative peak, which we can remain hopeful for, but we have to remain cautious. The flu season extends until early spring, so you still have to protect yourself.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you love me, that's all. All the loving I need. Feeling, shouting,
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
At 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. Always pack a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back. I dotted every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? You look great, great, yeah, you make it look fun. Say please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stuck in a rut.
come to blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that little more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. I said one I word. It's not in your bank account. It's not the cost of the clothes or the paintings that you got to flaunt. I just can't seem to see my sweat and blood. Could it be some bank spread? If we're all out here grinding away and there's children left to be fed, big people will repeat the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. We got different motivations for life stops and situations. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
follow. I live in a world where nothing stays the same. Don't I know the way things are?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the Bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's faster in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral, mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the